I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger, her show, Jill on Money, is heard weekends here on WBEN, and she's with us live on the Trocare College Lifeline. We're talking about an election economy, but first I've got to ask you about Friday's jobs report. 12,000 jobs were created. I mean, to say weaker than expected seems to be an understatement, right?
Yeah, it is half the story, I think, because we really had three big factors that skewed these numbers. And so maybe we'll find out more in the coming months, right, in the next couple of months specifically. But remember, October meant that we had that Boeing strike. So that was, Labor Department said, about 45,000 jobs that were offline. That's all right. So already 45,000 left. But then we also had two hurricanes. And, you know, not just hurricanes, evacuation from the hurricane, coming back to the hurricane. So I don't know. Look, it could be that the labor market is weakening much more substantially than we know. But I'm just not sure that this one report gives us the whole picture. I will say, though, that, you know, inside this report, we get another little nugget, and that is that we get the revision to the two previous months. And it may be that the labor market is slowing down. We had 112,000 fewer jobs than initially reported over the course of those couple months. Yeah, but, you know, look, the economy has added jobs every single month, my goodness. And, you know, it's 46 months already. And I think that what is important to note is that the Fed really wanted the labor market to slow down because that would sort of tamp down wages. And, you know, I guess that they got what they wanted, which is they want to slow down. They want the inflation rate to come down. And I do think that this report, though, is a bit of an outlier.
Well, could be. Interesting numbers just days before the election, where the economy is always a central focus, right? So always one of the big things. What's the state of the economy? The state of the economy, I feel like, is a tricky one heading into this election because, well, 2020 and, you know, 21 and 22 kind of shook everything up in a way that we just haven't seen in our lifetime.
That is such a good point. I was looking back and I said to myself, okay, let's say it is, you know, November of 2019. Let's just pretend we're there, right? And I say to you, okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a once in a century pandemic. The entire global economy is going to shut down. We are all going to be freaked out about everyone we love and our own health. Then we're going to have economic freak out. Then the government's going to try to make it better by sending us some checks and extending unemployment insurance. And then the economy is going to go open up, and then we're going to go nuts spending because we're all so freaked out about being home. Then we're going to have an inflation surge. Then the Fed's going to raise interest rates. Then inflation rate's going to come down. And when it comes back 5 years from now, what's going to happen is you're going to look like the economy's growing at the same pace it was in the decade leading up to the pandemic. That's where we are. Is that unbelievable? I just rattled that off. And it is an incredible series of events, but the economy is growing like it did 10 years 15 years ago, meaning that when you look at the economic growth rate right now, maybe we're going to grow by 2.6, 2.7% this year. That's kind of where we were in the decade prior to the pandemic. And it's like, look at all that stuff that happened in between. But it is that inflation surge that really casts a long shadow over how we feel about the economy.
It's weird how cyclical it gets, yeah. Right?
No, it's crazy. That's why I say to people, like, you really should not think that the presidential election, I know it's very important on a lot of levels, but from the economic point of view, the economy is so much bigger than who is in office, and it moves in these massive cycles that, you know, you can't attribute too much to any one candidate or one party, whether it's the market or the economy. These things move beyond the scope of 4 years.
I always think back to 2016 and, you know, election night and everyone's looking at the futures, and it was, oh, my, Trump's going to win, he's tanking the economy. And then, like, 6 hours later, it's like, wow, Trump's going to win, and the economy is booming because, and, like, we're all doing these overreactions over these swings. Should we expect a swing one way or the other, and then maybe an opposite swing in those hours, you know, when looking at the markets around Tuesday night, the futures, and Wednesday morning in this week?
I am on call for 24/7 because of my job. But that said, I remember that night because I was up till about 3 o'clock in the morning doing hourly reports with the CBS radio network. And, you know, I remember the numbers being astounding. It was scary to see how deep the futures markets fell. And you were absolutely right. By the time the opening occurred, okay, we're higher. It was almost like, whoops, maybe it won't be so bad. I'm not sure what's going to happen. What I am sure about is you as an individual investor should not do a thing. I think you are absolutely nuts to wade into the markets in this period of time. So what I'm trying to explain to everyone is that these things are going to happen with or without your participation. You think you want to make some quick money? I don't know. I might bet on the Bills. What was the line of that game, by the way, that you won?
I don't think
you covered either. So now you know. You know, the reality is you just cannot, you really, it, when you go in and try to predict, it is such a fool's errand. I just do not think that we are equipped as human beings to try to make these decisions. Oh, and by the way, one last thing. You know how there's been all this talk about, like, Wall Street thinks this, Wall Street thinks that. I keep saying to myself, you know what? Institutional investors are wrong every single day. Every single day. And so if you think you're going to go to some betting odds place and try to figure out who's going to win, nobody knows. So take a deep breath, pour yourself a nice bourbon, and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. And, you know, interesting, too, that the Fed is meeting right after the election.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a pre-scheduled meeting. I kind of wish they had done it for next week. But anyway, it's all so close for my comfort. But I think we're going to get a quarter of a percentage point rate cut. The Fed likes the fact that the economy is slowing down and they've got to normalize these interest rates. And right now it's pretty restrictive. I mean, it is expensive to borrow money. And maybe the Fed has more to do with what's going to happen in the market, the stock market in the near term, than a presidential election. So just keep that in mind.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.